Welcome to the fifth thing. This is the Q&A part of my podcast, Four Things with Amy Brown, where every Thursday you get four things, and then every Tuesday we answer your questions, or at least try to, and hopefully if one person out there or a couple of people are asking these questions, then maybe a lot of you are wondering the same things, and this will be useful to you. I do have a buddy in the room with me. I'm going to let my son say hi real quick. Hey, Stevenson, you want to say hi?
Hi.
And tell him to have a great day.
Have a good day.
Say happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday. Yes. Okay. So he's over there playing on his tablet while I run through these questions. And the first one is from Brittany, and she said, hey, Amy, love your podcast. I ordered the LED face mask and the Madewell jeans that you recommended, and I'm in love with both. I was wondering if you know of any store-bought green juice that you like, similar to what you would make at home. Thank you for being such a positive and inspirational part of my day. P.S. I even started shaving my face. Game changer. So, Brittany, it's definitely hard to find green juice at stores that aren't loaded with sugar, but I definitely trust the brand Daily Greens. It's all organic, all cold pressed, which is something that you should try to look for. And they have an all green one, so that means no fruit is in there. So if you can find Daily Greens in your grocery store, awesome. Whole Foods usually has it, but I know not everyone has a Whole Foods in their town. But Purity, if you do find the brand, Purity is the flavor of Daily Greens that is all green. It's like cucumber, kale, broccoli, and basil, I think, and it's really good. I also love using or taking Green Vibrance. It's powdered greens that you mix with water, and I drink that when I'm traveling and I can't get a lot of greens. It doesn't taste the best at all. I'm just going to be honest about that, but I just chug it, throw it back, and move on with life. It's like not a big deal. I'm just getting my greens and move on. I just added that to my Amazon page under groceries since it's hard to find in stores. So just go to radioamy.com to access my Amazon favorites and you'll see Green Vibrance there. Now the next question is from Jessica. She says, I love the show and the podcast. I'm a name freak. Always needed to know meanings behind names. Love sibling groups, etc. I vaguely remember you saying something about having a name picked out, but Stashira was too old to change hers. Did I imagine that? How did they get their names? I feel like Stevenson isn't a Haitian name. Well, Jessica, so I had to look up. I knew that Stevenson meant son of Stephen, and son of whatever is actually really common to do in Haiti, like Jacob's son or other names. Like they put son on the end and it just means son of the father. And I actually don't even know Stevenson's dad's name, but I can assume because his name's Stevenson, maybe his dad's name is Stephen. Stevenson actually falls under the top 10 Haitian names for boys. So it is pretty common. And I couldn't find the meaning of Stashira, but I really hope to ask her mom one day. Same with Stevenson. I want to ask both of their moms. They're not biological brother and sister. And we do plan on going back to Haiti and meeting their moms and for the kids to even have relationships with their moms when the time is right. But I never had a different name for Stevenson or Stashira. Adopting older kids definitely didn't want to change their names at all. We even kept their birth given last names as their middle names. So Stevenson is Stevenson Noel. And then my daughter is Stashira Pierre. And then their last name is Brown. And then we threw in middle names that we wanted to give them as well, which we gave Stevenson my husband's grandfather's name, which is Victor. And then my daughter Stashira took my middle name, which is Elizabeth. And that was my mom's middle name and my great grandmother's name. So we have a little bit of their family and then our family all mixed in. So they do have middle names. So hopefully that helps with some of your name curiosity, Jessica. But a name that my husband really wanted if we were to have a baby and it were to be a boy would be Lincoln. He was obsessed with Lincoln and wanted to call him Link for short. And again, that's if we ever had a boy, which I guess, hey, you know, my husband was on last week talking infertility and adoption, and, you know, we still could get pregnant. So maybe if I do have a boy one day, we'll name him Lincoln. So this next question is from Alyssa. Love your podcast and have made some really fun changes in my life because of the things that you talk about. One thing I'm curious about is the collagen powder that you and Aaron have both mentioned several times. Could you elaborate as to why you use it and the benefits it has on your body? Also, I know you both use the Vital Proteins brand, but would like to know what sets it apart from other types out there. I'm just a huge fan of Vital Proteins, most anything that they do. That's why I choose that. I just kind of get loyal to brands that I like. I've tasted a few other collagen peptides, and they have not tasted good. And the kind in the blue tub of the collagen peptides from Vital Proteins tastes like nothing. So that's why I stick with it. And the health benefits, I mean, there's gut health, digestion. It helps your nails, skin, joints. And it's packed with protein, also helps your hair, helps improve the lining of your digestive tract. And with two scoops, you get, which equals 20 grams, you get 70 calories, 18 grams of protein, and 20 grams of collagen. So Vital Proteins, collagen peptides, those are also on my Amazon page, so you can see which one I like. And I'm talking about the blue tub, because there's also a beef gelatin that they make, and that's in the green, which is also on my page. But what I put in my matcha latte every day is the blue tub of the collagen peptides. So this one's from Lauren G, the next question. She says she can't wait until Tuesdays and Thursdays when a new podcast comes up. So thanks, Lauren. My question for you is, you mentioned you only use 3-pound weights. I'm assuming that you were referring to the Tracy Anderson method. I love Tracy Anderson, but I'm beginning to wonder if her 3-pound weight theory is correct. I also follow Erin Opria on Instagram, and she uses 20 pounds. Any thoughts or suggestions on this? Well, Lauren, Erin says that weights are what make pretty muscles. She tells me that all the time, and you shouldn't be scared of lifting heavy. You know, I never thought I would be using 20-pound weights for things, but I love it now. And I used to be loyal to Tracy Anderson. Like, I was only lifting 3 pounds for like years. I did Tracy Anderson method and yoga, so that was it. So like the heaviest weight I lifted, yeah, like you, was 3 pounds. But I still do Tracy Anderson from time to time and use the 3-pound weights, but I also do the heavy weight lifting with Erin. So I think it's a good mix. Like, maybe I'll do Erin 2 to 3 times a week, but we don't even always lift heavy. Sometimes we just use our body weight for things. And then maybe I'll do Tracy once a week and then yoga one day. But every day, no matter what, I'm definitely walking and getting my steps in. I just try to keep moving. And something I've also added to doing a couple times a week, I know this isn't what you were asking about, but now that I'm thinking about it, I've started doing sprints, which is awesome, but I only do it for 4 minutes. I do 20 seconds of sprinting and then 10 seconds of rest, and I repeat that 8 times, which equals 4 minutes of sprints, and it's called a Tabata. You can look it up, T-A-B-A-T-A. And Erin's a big fan of those as well. But I really feel so much stronger, and I feel like my legs are more toned when I'm doing lunges now with 15, 20-pound weights. And I'm doing like hammer curls and bicep curls with 15s, which is so crazy. I know, Lauren, you can feel me on that if all you've been doing is Tracy Anderson. But I still do a mixture of both. And Tracy, honestly, I saw her recently using, now she's doing like 5-pound weights. So she's even going up in weight. And I, a long time ago, I could have swore she was like, never lift anything more than 3 pounds. But now I see her with 5-pound weights. So, you know, I don't know. I think that it's okay, especially as I get older, I like lifting the weight. So I don't know how old you are, Lauren, but just, you know, try it out, see what works for your body. But I had to build up to it. Like when I first started working out with Erin, I did 5 pounds, then 10 pounds, than 12 pounds and 15 and sometimes 20 pounds. But we don't lift 20 pounds every day by any means, or even a couple, maybe just once a week, and then we'll do, you know, other variety of things. So I think just mix it up. This next question is from Shannon. Hello from Beaumont, Texas, she says. So hey, Shannon. She actually has 2 questions. Number one, will you share the type of self-tanner that you talked about using twice a week on the Bobby Bones Show? And yes, Shannon, I've addressed it on this podcast too, or at least my 4 things episode. But to clarify, in case anybody else wants to know, it's Saint-Tropez, and you can get that at Sephora or Ulta, and you have to get the mitten. But I also added this once I saw this question. I realized it was on Amazon, which I've never bought it on Amazon. So now I'm going to start, because sometimes it's hard to get to the store. So I added it to my Amazon page, again, radioamy.com to find that. But you can order that. There's the foam and the mitt, because I get the Saint-Tropez original mousse, and it's like this foamy mousse stuff. But if you don't want to do that, you can also just see if they've got it at your local mall, Sephora or Ulta. Let's see. Shannon's second question is, How on earth do you have time every day to tackle your healthy routine? Please share your secret on how to fit in making all the tea, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I would love to start incorporating your favorite things from Amazon, but how and when does it all fit in? And any quick tips on this would be greatly appreciated. Well, let's see, Shannon. I definitely have to wake up early a lot of mornings, so I make my matcha tea the night before and I put it in the fridge. And if I want it hot, then I heat it up on the stovetop. And in the morning, I pour it into my Yeti and it stays hot. It's amazing. But if I want it cold, then I just pour it over ice and throw in a straw and I'm on my way. I also make smoothies ahead of time a lot just to keep in my fridge in case I get hungry. Be Well by Kelly has some good smoothie recipes that are really filling. She has something called the Fab Four Smoothie, which you can check out. Her name is actually Kelly Levesque, but she's Be Well by Kelly on Instagram. And then I also love Kimberly Snyder smoothies too. They're definitely a lifesaver when you're on the go. And I don't always meal prep. I definitely need to get better at that, but I'll bake like a spaghetti squash or make a big batch of cauliflower rice to have in the fridge. And then for protein, I try to have tempeh on hand or salmon. And then spinach and romaine and mixed greens. I always have some sort of lettuce in the fridge that's already washed and boxed up and ready to go so I can just grab. And then I'll make a salad dressing that'll last the whole week. And that really makes having salads easy. So if you don't like to even make your own salad dressing, Primal Kitchen has a good healthy variety of salad dressings that I trust. And then like snack-wise, I love to have red bell peppers on hand, rice cakes with cashew butter spread on them, pumpkin seeds. Those are always yummy. Oh, and like 88% dark chocolate. I don't always go that high in percentage, but I like it. And Kimberly Snyder says that as long as the dark chocolate is 72% or higher, you're good to go. And that doesn't mean eat the whole bar every day, but I keep it around. I keep some in my freezer just in case I need to break off a square here or there for like a little chocolate treat. But every day is so different for me, Shannon, honestly, that I mean, minus my matcha latte with Vital Proteins, have that pretty much every day. But I say that my days are different because some days I eat super clean and other days I'm having pizza with the kids and some days I'm vegan. Other days my body is craving a burger with sweet potato fries. Some days I'm like green juice all the way and I'm on the go and I don't have time to think about food. And other days all I do is think about food and I want to cook and bake some more and make cookies and all the things. And it really just depends. So I used to spend like a lot of time and energy trying to stick to a certain plan, but I've left that life behind and I'm just way more into just listening to my body and trying to enjoy life a little bit more. And I'm a little, honestly, I think I'm a little bit bigger than I used to be back when I was super duper strict, but I'm more comfortable in my skin and I'm way less stressed out. And so that's why I've been hesitant to tell you guys exactly what I eat in a day every day because it's so different and I want you to figure out what works best for you, not what works for me. But I don't mind just sharing little tips and tricks on how I try to stay healthy through the day or the days. And I think sometimes it's making stuff ahead of time and keeping it in your fridge. Now, I know some people meal prep and they have their meals ready to go. Like they have them into, you know, Tupperware containers each meal all week long and they just go grab it from the fridge. Like I'm not that committed because again, my days are so different, but I do try to meal prep healthy options so I can go to my fridge and make something if I want to. But also at the same time, if I want to go out to eat with the family, it's like no stress. I'm not going to let that stress me out. So, Shannon, I know I kind of went rogue on answering that question and it wasn't exactly what you asked, but hopefully whatever I said was helpful. All right. So make sure y'all send your questions to 4thingswithamybrown@gmail.com. Love seeing your emails. And if you want it specifically for this segment in the subject line, make sure you put question for the Q&A or something like that, like question in all caps. Okay. Thanks, guys.